Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. As we come to the end of this series on a deeper conversion through the Beatitudes, Jesus takes up the very difficult issue of suffering. So let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Our first meditation. At the end of the Beatitudes, Jesus said, "Blessed are those who suffer for the sake of righteousness." Well, how could suffering be blessed? How could it make us happy? Well, here are two good reasons. First, suffering can be good for us because only it can empty us of our pride, our self-reliance, and our disordered loves, making room in our soul to be filled by God. And suffering can increase our faith, hope, and love, which increases our capacity to receive even more of God. But secondly, our suffering can help others. Jesus invites us to help him save souls by taking up our own cross. All we need to do is accept what we did not choose, do not like, and cannot change, and offer it up to Jesus. And he uses that for the salvation of our loved ones. So the point is, don't waste your suffering. Our own soul and that of others are depending on us embracing it well. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our second meditation. So what does it mean to offer it up? In Colossians chapter 1, verse 24, St. Paul wrote, "It makes me happy to suffer for you, as I am suffering now, and in my own body to do what I can to make up all that still must be undergone by Christ for the sake of his body, the church." What does this mean? If the suffering of Christ is sufficient to save the world, why would Paul say he wants to make up all that still has to be undergone by Christ? Well, God invites us to participate in his being and his activity. This is why God placed his divine life in your soul at baptism. We now share in God's divine life, really, as his sons and daughters. And because we share in his divine life, in his being, we can take part in his activity, his work. And the most important work of God is saving souls. So Jesus is inviting us to help him save souls by doing what he did, accepting our cross, and uniting them to his cross out of love. This idea of participation, this truth of participation, is where we get the phrase, offer it up. And it's why Jesus says we cannot be his disciples unless we take up our own cross and follow him every day. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our third meditation. This idea of participation can be difficult to grasp, but it's one of the most fundamental and most beautiful aspects of our faith and of reality. It's the idea that, it's not even an idea, it's a fact that God has enabled us to share in his divine being and action in a way that doesn't add to, it doesn't subtract from, and it doesn't compete with his being and action. Now, in the material realm, in the earthly realm, sharing means dividing up limited resources. If you share your pizza with me, I'm subtracting from your pizza. And if we split a pizza, the more you take, the less I'll be able to have. So there's a competition. But sharing or participating in the spiritual realm isn't like that at all. If I go to a lecture about something, the professor will share his knowledge with me, but I won't be taking away or adding to, or competing with any of his knowledge about the topic. My knowledge will depend on his, but his won't depend on mine. So I'm participating in his knowledge in a way that doesn't threaten his primacy or expertise. And what's true of this example of teaching and learning is true of all the various ways God wills that we participate in his being and action. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fourth meditation. So, what kinds of things can we offer up for the salvation of others? In the second apparition of the angel to the three children of Fatima in the summer of 1916, the angel stated that the children had a mission from Jesus and Mary to help them save souls by prayer and by sacrifice. One of the children asked the angel, "How are we to make sacrifices?" And the angel responded, "Make of everything you can a sacrifice and offer to God as an act of reparation for the sins by which he is offended and for the conversion of sinners." So we could offer up everything as a sacrifice, a gift to be offered to God. Not only our suffering, our crosses, but we can offer up our prayer, our work. We can offer up even our joys. And the best way to do it is to begin every morning with the morning offering. When we get up, we can say, "Father, I give you everything today, my prayer, my work, my joy, my suffering, and I unite it to the sacrifice of Jesus made present in the Mass, and I offer it for the conversion of all sinners, especially," and then you can name the loved ones in your life that are away from God. Then everything you do that day, Jesus unites to his cross and uses for the salvation of your loved ones. What an amazing way to leverage the redemptive sacrifice of Jesus for the salvation of all those you're concerned about. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fifth meditation. Earlier today, I was meditating on the fifth station of the cross, when Simon of Cyrene helped Jesus carry the cross. And I was struck by this quote by Saint Jose Maria Escrivá. He writes, Jesus is exhausted. His footsteps become more and more unsteady, and the soldiers are in a hurry to be finished. So when they are going out of the city through the judgment gate, they take hold of a man who was coming in from a farm, a man called Simon of Cyrene, and they force him to carry the cross. In the context of the Passion, this help does not add up to very much. But for Jesus, a smile, a word, a gesture, a little bit of love is enough for him to pour out his grace bountifully on the soul of this new friend. At times, the cross appears without our looking for it, but it is Christ who is seeking us out. Simon of Cyrene was one of the first who participated in the suffering of Jesus to save souls. But at first, Simon was forced to help Jesus carry his cross. We shouldn't need to be forced. Couldn't we choose freely to console the heart of Jesus by accepting our cross for love of him and the love of souls? By accepting our duties, responsibilities, the trials and difficulties, the contradictions and sicknesses, and even our limitations and frailties and defects, if we would just accept these for the love of Christ and offer them to him, we console his Sacred Heart. Jesus is an eternal person, so he always remains on the way of the cross. Won't you console his heart today by helping him carry his cross willingly? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Teresa, before we jump into our conversation, you know, this week, we're training 100 people to be spiritual mentors. And as I was with them today, I was so blown away by just how much they've grown in the knowledge of their faith. They've really are amazing in their depth of prayer and their interior life. But what was so beautiful was the fantastic friendships they've developed. We had 100 people together, and there was just this energy. It was electric with joy. And they're all going to go out and do such good for other people. But we have our next cohort beginning this early spring of 2026. And I want to invite, really encourage all of our listeners that if you want to really learn your faith and grow immensely in your spiritual life, and if you want to do great good for others, then come and join us for the next cohort to be trained as a spiritual mentor. All you have to do is go to our website, schooloffaith.com, and just click on mentorship and fill out an application. Teresa, I find the most difficult thing about offering up my suffering is that when suffering really hits me, that's the last thing I'm thinking about.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to survive.
Yeah.
This is why I think the making a habit out of the morning offering is so important.
Mm-hmm.
Because if the first thing when we wake up in the morning, if we just make this act of the will, Father, I give you my prayer, my work, my joy, my suffering. I unite it to the cross of Jesus, and I offer it for the conversion of my loved ones. Then, if I simply don't revoke that act of the will,
mm-hmm.
it's good all day. Now, it's even better than throughout the day if I could remember or had enough love to say, okay, right now I really feel rotten, but I'm going to offer that up.
Mm-hmm.
But at least that morning offering is good.
Always a good place to start.
Yeah. What struck you during this meditation?
It's something I've thought about before, but there's always so many different levels to it, which is our human relationships really reveal to us how our spiritual relationship with God is supposed to look. And I was thinking about in a relationship or in a marriage, most people would say things go south when you don't have big moments of like real displays of affection, an anniversary where you really go the extra mile for your partner or something. But more importantly, it's also those domestic, familiar, mundane moments, those small sacrifices. So obviously, if you have the chance to offer your life to God as a martyr, that's beautiful. Or even how we celebrate in the Mass is beautiful. But there's also something really, really pivotal
necessary about I'm washing the dishes and I'm offering that up, or I'm just enjoying a nice drive with the windows down and I'm offering that up, because those are the same. Any moment that you could be sharing with a partner and growing in relationship with them because you're washing dishes side by side is something that you can also be doing with God.
Yeah.
And it's so transformative of your relationships and with your spiritual relationship with God.
Yeah. Yeah, it really is amazing. You get a 2-for-1. All the hidden little sacrifices you make are enhancing your relationship mm-hmm. with the people you live with and doing it for the love of God.
Yeah. Because you're going to be doing those things either way. It could just be wasted. Think about Christ's suffering was so intense, but with Simon, it's not that suddenly that takes all of his pain away. But for one thing, it was happening either way. And what definitely increases someone else's pain is if someone, say like Simon, picks up the other end of the cross and then starts complaining about it. Could you imagine? On top of everything else you're going through? It's why people kind of snap when they're already in pain and then someone else walks in and starts complaining about something so small, but you just want to hit them.
But I imagine what happened humanly to Simon. At that moment, you know, he's got no connection to Jesus. He's just an ordinary guy, walks into town. He's just heading home after work.
Mm-hmm.
And these Roman soldiers grab him, force him. Imagine at first, you're afraid, you're angry, you're humiliated.
Mm-hmm. And you're thinking, this is unjust.
Yes.
Unjust? That's the right word there.
And Jesus is God, so he knows all of Simon's thoughts right then.
Mm.
But then something happens to Simon along the way. So God is so patient with us that he puts up with our struggle, our suffering. I mean, our complaining, our fear.
Yeah.
But we gotta mature.
Because it's interesting. I think we really like to suffer on our own terms. Bringing it back to the human relationship. If I choose to, I'm going to do all the dishes for you. I'm going to do this act of service for you. We feel like we're on cloud 9. But if someone's like, can you please do the dishes already?
Yeah.
You do it bitter.
Yeah.
You do it, you lose the opportunity for love.
Yeah.
But it is 10 times more beautiful when you humble yourself and say, I want nothing more. I'd love to do that for you. And I'm going to do it with joy.
So maybe a resolution would be, when I'm pressed into service today, I'm going to choose to do it joyfully. When I'm pressed into service today in some way.
I find that one really hard.
I'm going to do it for the love of Christ and souls with joy. It's a good resolution.
It's real freedom.
That's a good resolution for you. I'm not sure if I'm ready for that
resolution.
And
you'll give your daily offering and hope.
And then I'll complain the rest of the day.
And then you'll negate
Except
it later.
Except that I really do think complaining negates.
It does, absolutely.
The morning offering.
Yeah.
I don't want to go too far with that negation.
Yeah.
Because
it's kind of like when you tell a little kid, can you apologize to your brother for hitting him? And they roll their eyes and they're like, sorry.
Yeah. The action's
kinda
good.
Negates it.
God is patient with us. God is patient.
We're learning.
Well, thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.